Americans generally think of slavery as having ended on January 1, 1863, with the Emancipation Proclamation, an executive order issued by President Abraham Lincoln. But it took more than 2 years afterward for the entire country to learn slavery had ended. News of the emancipation reached slavery's last stronghold in North America on June 19, 1865, when Major General Gordon Granger rode into Galveston, Texas, bearing a document called General Order No. 3. That's when the slaves in Texas were freed. That day became known as Juneteenth, the day African Americans remember and celebrate as the end of slavery. It honors their ancestors who survived bondage. Odell Winfield is co-director at the Sadie Peterson Delaney African Roots Library in Poughkeepsie.
First it started off in Texas, you know, it was like a holiday, real holiday. Then as people start gathering, they start celebrating it around the South. And as people moved north, they would celebrate it. Now, Juneteenth, to a lot of black folks, was just like family reunions, because during the harsh, dark days of segregation and Jim Crow era, and the gatherings, people was they couldn't gather to celebrate the end of slavery in the South, you know. So they changed it to like family reunion. Mm-hmm. And after the civil rights, you know, after doing the civil rights movement, they turned it back to Juneteenth, the celebration of June 19th, the end of slavery.
With the day approaching, the cities of Albany and Kingston are holding events in commemoration. Winfield says Juneteenth is an important date in American history.
And it should be talked about. You know, we're proud of our history, and we want to talk about our history. And Juneteenth is one day that we do. We celebrate it to let everybody know that nobody should be held in bondage.
Albany's Juneteenth celebration is scheduled to run from noon to 6 p.m. June 12th. Ricky Romero is the Albany Juneteenth Celebration's Public Relations Director.
This free event, open to the public, will be held at Albany's Washington Park Parade Grounds. Kicking off at noon will be the first annual cultural parade, where local community groups will march in celebration within Washington Park.
Romero notes the parade acknowledges African-American people past, present, and future, and will include youth groups, community members, and churches. All are promised an afternoon of entertainment, community, and family activities.
The event will also host world-class live performances, including Grammy Prize winners, Young Noble Gentlemen, and to top it all off, we'll have a trolley tour with the Underground Railroad History Project.
In Kingston, Winfield invites everyone to a Juneteenth celebration later in the week, June 18th at 5 p.m. in the New Progressive Baptist Church, where SUNY New Paltz Professor of Black Studies A.J. Williams-Myers will address the gathering.
He has been telling our history in the Hudson Valley for the last 50 years, I think.
There's more information on both Juneteenth celebrations at WAMC.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.